Hello, I'm calling from Nerd Service, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we are not telling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Do you have a few minutes so we can continue with the survey?
What is the survey about?
Yeah, it's an important issue about Miami-Dade County.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me give you the first question to be sure that we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54, or between 55 and 64?
30 and 39.
Thank you so much. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, just let me know, please. Thank you. The first is United Way of Miami-Dade County.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the way of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I work with them, so I don't know if that's biased or not.
But you can tell me if you think it is favorable or unfavorable.
Favorable.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think it's very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. The Children's Trust?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable.
And that would be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
I never heard of that, I don't think, no.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Thank you so much. When you search for the information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? The options are ask my child teacher / childcare, ask a friend or family member, online community, search the internet, I'm sorry, using something like Google, call the 211 helpline, use an app or your smartphone, visit a specific website, or ask my child's doctor.
I guess you could say the last five options you said.
The last five are, let me see, call the 211 helpline, use an app or your smartphone, visit a specific website, or ask my child's doctor.
I ask family or friends. I've done the 211. I do Google. I've asked my phone.
Okay.
I've asked similar organizations. So yeah, that's the mixture that I do.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution. In particular, and for this survey, we'll be taking about the Children's Trust.
Okay.
Earlier, you say you had a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
I feel this way because, from what I see, they have a lot of resources for children and families. They put a lot of educational research for industry, the child care education industry, the early childhood industry. They have a lot of free resources, so that's why I have it as favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss. And how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? The options are My Child's School, general word of mouth from other parents, a teacher, friends, or family, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust, you, your own children or grandchildren took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, or a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read in the newspaper, or saw online. A friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust.
Working within the industry, that is how I've learned of the Children's Trust.
Okay, working with the industry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. So the next question, Miss, is have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Where did you search for information about Children's Trust funded program? By visiting the Children's Trust website directly, search the internet using something like Google, calling the 211 helpline, or do you have other?
All the above, you said.
I'm sorry?
All the above that you said.
All of the above?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss. We are in the 49% complete of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
Yes.
Thank you. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as a positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
That will be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. And when considering the work of Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. You think it's very what? I'm sorry?
I think it's great.
Oh, you think it's great. Okay, thank you so much, Miss. The next question is, next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families and in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable.
That will be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Can you tell me why do you think this?
Again, I just think it's a positive organization. So, yeah.
A positive organization. Thank you so much.
How many more questions, ma'am? I'm not trying to be rude.
Yes, I know. We are in the 62% of the survey right now. We are like maybe 5 questions more.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families through to Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? television, radio, buses, billboards, newspapers, / magazines, social media, online, / digital banners, / website, or do you have other, or through an
radio and I guess online advertisements.
Okay, thank you so much. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Television, social media, online, radio, newspaper, / magazine, or do you have other?
Online.
Okay, thank you so much. And we are almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic / Latino / Cuban, other?
Say it again.
Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic / Latino / Cuban, or other?
Hispanic / Latino.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following racial classification would you consider yourself to be? White Anglo, Black or African American, Asian or multiracial?
Black.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced or separated, married or living with a partner?
Single.
Thank you so much, Miss. And do you own or rent your own, your current residence? I'm sorry?
Own.
Thank you so much, Miss. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
4 years.
Thank you so much. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000? Between $25,000 and $50,000? Between $50,000 and $75,000? Between $75,000 and $100,000, or between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than $150,000?
Between $50,000 and $70,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me see, what is the zip code of your home address, Miss? This will be the last question.
33179. Yes.
Thank you so much. And the region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? That will be Northeast, Northwest, or South Miami-Dade?
Northeast.
Thank you so much, Ms. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us. And thank you so much for your time, Ms. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.